The Masters Tournament begins tomorrow at the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. The club is resisting pressure to admit female members. Commentator Frank DeFord says its chairman, Hootie Johnson, is fighting a losing battle.
In the heyday of the Roman Republic, Lucius Virginius was an honored general. He had a beautiful daughter, Virginia. She was lusted after by a much older politician, Appius Claudius. So much did Appius desire Virginia that he contrived with the judge to rule that Virginia was not the daughter of Lucius, but a slave he had only raised as his daughter. This allowed Virginia to be taken from her home and placed as a servant in another, where Lucius knew Appius would have his way with her. So Lucius asked the judge for a private moment with Virginia, and when they were alone, he promptly pulled out a knife, and without asking her how she felt about the matter, he stabbed his daughter to death. Thus did he spare her from Appius's intimacies. This, you see, is exactly how it is in Augusta, where Hootie Johnson and our own noble Lucius Virginius would rather take the life out of his beloved masters rather than see it defiled. The only difference is Lucius was trying to save Virginia from a man, while Hootie is trying to save the masters from a woman. "We will prevail because we are right," Hootie proclaimed last week. Oh, poor Hootie, 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 you can't prevail if wishes were fishes. Martha Burke is never going to go away. The issue is never going to go away. Until a woman member is allowed into Augusta National, the matter will breathe. Oh, sure, it will rise and fall, but every April it will loom again, and the circus will come back to town. The sad thing about Hootie Johnson, no matter how you feel about his point of view, is that not only does his blustering do damage to the masters, the institution he so loves, but he has also made a laughingstock of the very men he is entrusted to lead. Whatever the public once thought of the members of the Augusta National, these generally wise and successful men now appear as hidebound old mossbacks who are void of any gumption, unwilling to say a word in protest against the clubhouse tyrant who rules them. In any event, the big protest is scheduled for Saturday, but the battle will probably get a general amnesty whenever Tiger Woods is on the course making birdies. The club is awfully lucky to have Woods as a diversion. But as soon as Tiger, or the man who beat Tiger, obsequiously thanks Hootie Sunday for helping him on with the winner's unfashionable green jacket, we'll go back to the sustaining issue of women's membership. Hootie, 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 it just isn't going to stop. And, of course, from a larger point of view, it's only one more example of why volunteers should not be allowed to run big-time sports. At root, the Masters and the United States Olympic Program and various other botched-up sports federations all suffer the same, that the people at the top are simply not qualified. Playing $5 Nassaus at the club does not equip a person to run a major golf spectacle. Be it golf, the Olympics, or whatever, we have to keep learning the hard way that professional sports cannot be entrusted to blazer-wearing amateurs who are out of their league.
Comments from Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us every Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.